We're going to take a break from the day's historic events to talk about celery. I have some simmering in a crock pot at home to help make some stock, and I like ants on a log, but that's the extent of my celery recipe list, and maybe yours too. So here and now, resident chef Kathy Gunst is going to show us some surprising ways celery can be used in delicious dishes. She joins me now. Hey there, Kathy.
Hi there.
So you say it's time to rethink celery. What do you mean by that?
Well, it is not the obvious food. Like, when's the last time you heard someone say, wow, I just ate the best stalk of celery? I mean, it's like the middle child. It's dependable. It's so ignored, and it's often seriously undervalued. It's the one vegetable you can almost always find in the grocery store, and it's crisp, and it's green, and it's crunchy, and it's actually incredibly flavorful, and it's inexpensive. And it's just constantly relegated to the status of diet food. So I want to rethink that.
Well, let me ask you about the diet food, because, of course, there's this, I don't know if it's a myth, maybe you can fact check me, that actually it's a negative calorie food because you burn more in the act of chewing the celery stalk than is actually in the celery stalk. Is that true?
Well, it has not been scientifically proven. According to the Mayo Clinic, the idea of this negative calorie food, because it's so full of water and fiber, it's a 7 to 10 calories per stalk. So it's really negligible. But is it burned up when you chew it? I don't know. Do we care? 7 calories? There should be more delicious foods like that.
All right, fair enough. And we know there's a few calories, I'm sure, in these recipes that you're going to share with us. So let's dig into that. You're bringing us some recipes, starting with a celery salad. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I had some fresh fennel, which has a sort of a subtle licorice flavor. So I took some celery and I lightly peeled it. And I just want to stop for a second and talk about that. Like, why would you peel celery? The outer stalks of a celery can be quite fibrous. And if you just take your vegetable peeler and give it one or two runs along the outside of the peel, it tenderizes the celery. You get to the more tender root of it. So I took the celery, lightly peeled it, chopped it into half-inch size pieces. Then I thinly sliced fresh fennel. And then I took a piece of Parmesan cheese and I shaved that with the vegetable peeler as well, sprinkled scallions on it and the fronds, the dill-like top of the fennel bulb, and then added lemon juice and olive oil and salt and pepper. So simple, but incredibly fresh and vibrant salad for these winter days.
It sounds delicious, and I love that tip about peeling the outer part of the stalk, because, of course, one of the knocks on celery is that it is so fibrous. So that's interesting that not the whole thing, it may just be the outside. And you're also bringing us a recipe for celery soup that uses not just the stalk, that is probably what people most recognize with the celery, but also the root. How does that work?
So celery root, which is also called celeriac, is actually a different root. It is full of celery flavor. It's found near root vegetables in your grocery store. And I decided to make a very warming winter soup by chopping up celery root and fresh celery stalks, sauteing them with leeks or onions, and then throwing in some vegetable or chicken stock. And what's revelatory about this soup, if I do say so, is how creamy and full-flavored it is, and there's not a drop of dairy in the soup. And then if you wanted to get fancy, I sauteed some celery in olive oil with a little bit of capers and sprinkled that on top of this very rich but simple celery soup. And it's a very warming dish for a cold day.
And I have to say, it looks quite creamy, which is not usually the adjective we think of when we think of celery. In the moment that we have left, Kathy, I understand you can also bake celery. Tell us about a baked celery dish.
Yeah, you can bake it, you can braise it, but I decided this is the rich dish. This is the non-diet dish. I made a gratin, which takes sweet celery, cuts it into chunks, tops it with milk, a little heavy cream, and grated cheese, and you bake it until it's soft and gooey and cheesy and it's pretty irresistible. I could go on and on. The thing about celery is that it's hugely adaptable. You need to think beyond your tuna fish sandwich or your potato salad.
Any quick tips then, Kathy, for buying the celery and then keeping it fresh once you have it?
Yeah, you want to look for tightly formed bunches of celery. The stalk should be quite green, and there should be a kind of healthy head of celery leaves at the top. And by the way, the celery leaves are totally edible. You can chop them and sprinkle them on foods the way you would with parsley, but you'll get a slight celery flavor. And then when the celery looks kind of wilted and, you know, sad, you can use that to make stocks, vegetable stocks, chicken stocks. So there are many ways to use the entire plant.
You got to like that versatility. You can use it at its fresh peak and maybe when it's a little past its prime. We've been talking celery with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunston. We'll have all of these tips and recipes for celery at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thanks so much.
Thank you. Great to talk to you.